So we work with men and women over 30. I know age is just a number, but we did put that there because we speak about sexual compatibility. So we hoping with that, that it allows people to have tried a couple of things, you know, come into their own and what is important to them, and they can communicate that and also what they are not into, more importantly. So we work with men and women 30 plus. We tend to work with people in London, single professionals, you know, all walks of life, all various backgrounds. And what they have in common is two words: dating differently is something that comes up a lot. So that's the demographic. So the main ages, I would say it's, yeah, like 30 to 55 tend to be people that we work with. And yeah, it's all backgrounds and various careers and various walks of life. But it's beautiful that we continue to attract people who somewhere on their own journey in terms of personal development and self-development. This has been something that's been always important to me. So I guess, you know, naturally I would attract that type of person, which means that it is more levels of awareness. You know, I'm not saying that we're perfect. Oh, and our tailor match community, they know everything about themselves and are so enlightened, you know, all the time. You know, wouldn't that be wonderful? But there is a willingness to take the steps towards that, mm-hmm. which is really nice as well. So I would say that's the main thing.
Yeah. And is it exclusively for heterosexual couples, or is it for people that are LGBTQ, for people that are polyamorous? Like, what's the range of diversity?
We tend to work with people who are heterosexual, mainly. That tends to be who we attract, and that comes to the agency. However, there is no discrimination if you're not heterosexual. It's just we will let them know that the pool of people that we work with tend to be these demographics. However, what we always say as matchmakers is that we do proactive searches. Again, I'm going to do an unsexy example, but it's like how kind of people can relate to this. It's like, think about like, you're looking for a job and you can go and you can search through 3,000 jobs and send your CV to absolutely everyone. Or we'd have like a recruitment agency type of thing that would actively headhunt for people that suits the job role. So that's how we work as well. We actively search for suitors that would be highly compatible to them and their needs. So it doesn't mean that we need to have exactly that profile on our books, because we go out and find them anyway. Within the polyamorous demographic, that is something that we are building, and more people are coming to us. I've done a lot of talks around alternative relationship styles, and this is a conversation I am really involved in. And again, it's having a very honest conversation, you know, is what I practice and preach about. You know, this is what our pool of members look like. However, we can still support you in your dating journey by proactively looking for candidates who, you know, compatible to yourself. But it tends to be heterosexual people that we work with for now.
Yeah, nice. Well, I like the idea that you're open to like feedback and to expanding the pool and to incorporating more, because I think that's necessary as well. As people, especially as we kind of like, I've seen a general trend, I'll say, towards like non-traditional relationships, you know what I mean? Like, there was this very strict idea of, you know, monogamous relationships, and then also this very strict idea of what a monogamous relationship looked like. And now there's like, okay, cool, we can still be a monogamous relationship, but then there's like, you know, this idea that I can still get my needs met kind of elsewhere, but still being in, you know, this new understanding of what, you know, reframed monogamy looks like. And then the you know, there's always been kind of people in alternative non-traditional relationships, but now there's a bit more acceptance of that and a little less stigma. Obviously it's still stigma, but yeah, having that encouragement for people to be open about those relationships as well. So I love that, you know, there's the inclusion there.
Oh yeah, 100%. It's so important. And again, because we talk to everybody, we understand that, okay, so you would love to explore an open relationship. So it's not by catching anyone out, it's by really open the conversation. So be like, you know, why is this important to you? Have you got any experience? All right. So then again, we can support them, because we also come across a lot of people who are new in their exploration of alternative relationship styles. So therefore I can say to them, all right, well, you know, I've written a blog about it. Have a look. You know, these would be my recommendations for what to speak about, because open could also mean 110 things, you know, it's depending on what's important to you. So we can also help them to, again, as I mentioned in the beginning, like troubleshoot. Okay, why is this important to you? What would an open relationship look like? Have you had any experience before? I was going to say prepare them, but I guess it's educating and / preparing for what to think about, you know, dare I say, like best practices, because it's not a hard and fast rule, is it? Which sometimes can get confusing for people as well. I want to be open. Okay, what does open look like? Would this be okay? Would that be okay? No? Okay, that's fine. We just need to get to what's important to you. And we also have more couples coming to us who are and have been open for many years, who are... I spoke to a couple only last week and they were like, oh, we would both love to join. You know, I would love to meet so-and-so and she would love to meet so-and-so. I was like, oh, this is such a great conversation to have and be able to facilitate that. So, yeah, so very much growing with the more people we continue to attract, the more we want to grow and make sure that we can support people on the dating journey, because they are not doing apps and they know what they want. And it's like, okay, let's, as my colleague would say, let's collaborate in love.